Hey everyone, and welcome to my Hell Hunter Anti-Gnomon series. This is a game from audiogamestore.it. I think this is probably one of their better games, if not their best game. It's the only one I've liked thus far. It's basically like a horror action adventure RPG type of game. Basically, you play the role of Elian, he's a vampire hunter, I believe, and he's also a dampier, so he's half human, half vampire. And I'm going to play it for you here over the next few parts. I'm not sure how many parts this will be, probably at least 5, maybe 10. The game runs about 8 hours, roughly, but it might go on longer because there's some harder parts later on. But this one is pretty cool. I first bought it on iOS because I looked on their site and saw that you could buy it with Steam, and I am not a fan of Steam at all. Valve doesn't care about blind people or accessibility or trying to make their platform work better, from all indications I can tell. And so my knee-jerk reaction, of course, with anything, is to either buy the product on a different marketplace or not buy it at all. So I'm going to say it out here. Some people may not like me for it. But if you sell your product exclusively on Steam, I will not buy your product. You can sell your product on Steam. I don't care. But make sure that you provide alternate methods to purchase it, because I refuse to contribute any sort of monetary amount to Valve. But anyway, I played this on iOS because I didn't know it was on Windows and Mac and things like that. And it works okay, but I did buy it for Windows, and this is what we're going to be playing. And you can go onto the site and you can pay for it using PayPal, and they will send you the game. You just download it, unzip it, and you're given a product code that you have to type into the game, and that will activate it. So I'll be playing it on Windows, but it is available on the App Store for iOS, the Play Store for Android, and of course you can buy it for Windows or Mac OS. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and
Hellhunter Anti-Gnomon 1.2 build window.
Go in here and run hellhunter.exe. Now I'm not going to need
speech mode on
NVDA because this voices itself, so I'll just turn off the speech and let's go.
Hellhunter Anti-Gnomon. Move among the options in the main menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option.
Alright, so this menu is pretty simple.
New game.
I'm just hitting the right arrow.
Load game. Credits. Exit game. New game.
So pretty basic here.
Credits.
Let's listen to the credits real quick.
Hell Hunter. Anti-Gnomon. A game by Giovanni De Bita, a.k.a. Tanker Rider. Game design by Giovanni De Bita. Programming by Giovanni De Bita and Massimo De Pasquale. Story by Giovanni De Bita. Sound design, SFX and music by Giovanni De Bita, Mariana Morgia and freesound.org. Test by Tiziano Ferraro, Enea Cabra, Douglas Gallo, Joel Paris, Manuela Bonini, a.k.a. Sanzef, Riccardo Vecci, and Giovanni De Bita. Voice by David McCallion. Store icon art by Laura Ciccardi. Administrative direction by Mirko Venturi. Special thanks to Marta Capelletto, Andrea D'Angelo, Elia Grasselli, and Caterina De Santis. An audio game made and produced by Audio Games Association.
So there you go. It was probably useless information, but, you know, I thought I should include it there.
Move among the op. Exit. New game.
Right, so let's begin the adventure, shall we? Here we go.
The story of Elian, the vampire hunter, is about to start. You can skip cutscenes by pressing Control for 2 seconds. Move among the options in the pause menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option. Use the right and left arrow to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the Control key to examine the interactive elements. Space bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the inventory. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack. Press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the space bar to drink a blood vial, and Control to hear Elian's health amount. Very well. That is all you need to know in order to survive. Good luck. Our story takes place in our days, in a place located somewhere in Transylvania. In a world where technology has spread worldwide, mankind can't even imagine that vampires and all the creatures of the night actually exist. Some of them even manage to integrate into society. Elian is a dampier, the son of a vampire and a human. He became a vampire hunter a long time ago. Now Elian is inside the pub of a village. After a long career as a vampire hunter, the day has finally come. Today, Elian will hunt Dracula, the Lord of Darkness. Nothing will change until Dracula disappears. The dusk is about to end, and his drink as well. It's almost time to leave. A modern pub frequented by young people. At the moment, there's some catchy music playing. The only thing out of place is Elian, and he knows that. It's time to go. You have reached pub.
All right, so there was the intro there, and I do apologize if you could hear some noise in the background. I probably say that too much, I know, but it's annoying. The game consists primarily of examining your environment, using various objects and combat sequences. So I'm just going to hit the right arrow key to explore what's here.
Glass, bartender, bag, young guy, young woman, to the village. Glass.
So there's a bunch of stuff to examine, and then we can obviously leave here. So let's go ahead and go through these. So I'm going to hit the control key.
Elian's favorite booze was inside it. Was. Not enough to hinder his job anyway.
Alright, so there's a glass. That was just what he was drinking.
Bartender. Elian pays the bartender. Now he can go. Bag. Inside Elian's wide bag, there are many ancient weapons, like the legendary Vampire's Bane sword. But, especially nowadays, it's not a good idea to show them in public. Elian is officially a hunter. But actually, he also hunts creatures of the night, like vampires. In any case, he still draws people's attention. Young guy. The guy gets close to Elian and asks him to take a selfie with him. Elian's glare is more than enough to make him desist.
A selfie? Oh, man.
Young woman. That woman sat by the bar seems more interested in taking a photo of her drink and publishing it on her blog than actually drinking it.
Typical cell phone user.
To the village.
Alright, let's go to the village.
It's a calm place, compared to most cities these days. Yet, technology has arrived, even here. Elian can see on the horizon Dracula's castle. Humans can't see it, but he's a Dampier, and that's his destination. You have reached village.
All right.
Citizens.
Let's go through the interactables here.
People go back and forth, unaware that the castle of Dracula is visible, even from here. Actually, some of them wouldn't notice it, even if it was visible to humans, since their head is bent toward their smartphones as they walk.
I love that.
Fountain. A meeting point for people. Even in this village, technology has arrived, after all. Met a guy. A strange guy who wears a hood. He gets close to Elian and introduces himself as Metaguy. Then he tells him that he will give Elian some good advice. First of all, he tells him that the secret of a good exploration is to examine an object many times, possibly later. Metaguy also asks Elian if he knows what turning around means. Elian is a bit perplexed. The guy goes on to say that it means that if he explores a map going forward and right after he goes backward, that means that he has turned around. The same happens if he goes backward and then forward. He urges Elian not to forget this advice.
Now, that's important for an upcoming puzzle, which we'll get to here in just a little while. So let's keep going here.
To the pub. To the castle of Dracula. Citizens.
And that's it. So let's go to the castle.
To the castle of Dracula. What Elian sees when he enters is a huge room with a gothic look. Four strong creatures are waiting for him. But Elian doesn't hesitate and draws his sword. His glare is just as sharp. You have reached Main Hall.
Alright, so here we are. We are in the Castle of Dracula. We got some stuff here.
Statue. A huge and majestic statue of a gargoyle is placed in the center of the hall. Elian won't let his guard down. It could be an actual monster. Manticore.
And then we have monsters, and let's try to explain the combat before we get started. So, combat is very basic. You'll hear the enemy attack you, either from the middle, the left, or the right. If you hear the enemy in the middle, you press the down arrow to dodge, and then I believe it's the control key to attack. Excuse me. If you hear the enemy on your left, you would press the right arrow to dodge, and then attack. And if you hear the enemy on the opposite direction, you would, of course, dodge in the opposite direction. So hopefully that makes sense. Let's go ahead and do this one. I'm not a fan of the combat system, but that's okay. So let's continue here.
Manticore is approaching Elian, a giant creature with a human face, the body of a lion, and a long scorpion tail. Monsters that can attack from many directions or that can grab Elian can be defeated faster dodging them rather than with brute force. Battle begins. 100% life points. He has no more blood.
Oh, it's the up arrow. I'm sorry.
The battle ends.
So it's the up arrow to attack.
Elian gains 150 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue.
Okay, yeah, so it's up arrow. Up arrow to attack.
Statue, giant armor.
Control, I believe, checks your health, and the space bar uses a blood vial. So I got some keys messed up there.
A giant living armor starts to move. It raises its shield with the left arm. His blade in the other hand points toward Elian. Monsters like this have to be defeated with brute force, and they are resistant too. They are strong, but slower than other monsters. The battle begins. 100% life points.
And I'm hitting control. Oops. Shit. Didn't mean to use that blood vial. So the combat system gets very boring very quickly. Things tough, like insane. There we go.
The battle ends. Elian gains 200 experience points. Press control to continue.
Now, a couple things. When you hear a heartbeat after a battle's over, that usually means that you've received a blood vial. Enemies can sometimes do hidden attacks where they will attack once and then attack again very quickly. So just be on the lookout for that.
Statue. Dragon. Right. A dragon stands before Elian. He's charging his fire breath and prepares to burn him to ashes. This is a versatile type of monster. Brute force is required to win, and he's not slow. On the other hand, his strength is medium. This enemy has a special attack called Deadly Attack. This is a sudden attack that an enemy can use during the battle. When you hear this sound, the enemy is doing his deadly attack. You can dodge it like any other attack, but if you get hit, the attack is usually stronger, and it can apply extra effects like strengthening the enemy or weakening Elian for a period of time. The extra effects can be of many kinds, and some of them can be applied by the enemy, even without hitting Elian with a deadly attack.
Yeah, so that's what David was. Oop. Crap. Oh, and I got a cat walking on my keyboard here. Now, what you can do, you can hit the up arrow multiple times to attack.
The battle ends. Elian gains 250 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control.
I'm gonna hit control.
Statue. Dark Knight.
And here we are at the Dark Knight. Now, actually, before we do that, let me show you the menu. So if I hit the space bar.
You opened the menu page.
And we used left and right arrows.
Press backspace to go back to the map.
Oh, and as he says, you can press backspace to get out.
Life points.
So I'm gonna hit control.
Less than 75% life points. He's a bit tired. Experience points. Elian reached level 1. 400 experience for the next level. Inventory.
This lists your inventory?
You opened the inventory page.
One.
Blood vial. A crystallization of power, shaped like a vial, which contains blood. Press backspace to go back to the menu page.
And you can hit the right arrow?
Nothing.
I've got nothing else in here right now.
Nothing. You open game instructions.
Instructions just tells you the instructions again if you need to reference them. Let's go ahead and go through this one more time just to refresh myself.
You can skip cutscenes by pressing Control for 2 seconds. Move among the options in the pause menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option. Use the right and left arrow to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the Control key to examine the interactive elements. Space bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the inventory. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack, press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the space bar to drink a blood vial, and Control to hear Elian's health amount.
So, again, this is a very helpful resource to have here, so if you ever don't know what keys do, you can always come in here and play those at any time.
Game progression.
1%.
We have a lot of way to go. We've only played through 1% of this game.
Battle background volume settings.
This changes the volume for background music when you're in battles.
70%. 40%. 10%. 100%. 70%.
I'm gonna drop that down to 70, actually.
Alert sound on quiet attacks.
Alert sound on quiet attacks. This plays the ding sound.
Activated alert.
I'm gonna actually turn that on.
Quit game.
And then you can quit.
Life points. You're back in the map. Entrance to the library. Entrance door. Dark night.
Alright, let's fight the dark night, because if I try to go to the...
Entrance door.
Oh wait, well...
Statue. Darks to the library. Elian won't be able to pass. Not while the Dark Knight guards the way.
Yep, so we have one last foe.
Statue dark and dark. The Dark Knight now gets his lance and is ready to fight. He seems quite confident. And fast as well. Enemies like this are faster, even if less strong. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 300 experience points. Elian gets blood vial.
All right, press hit Control.
Statue to the library.
And let's go to the library.
Elian slays hordes of monsters along his way. No one can stop him. Now a library stands before Elian. It's a wide area. Many piles of books are on the ground, but despite the mess, there's no trace of dust. Actually, even the books are in perfect condition. You have reached library room.
Alright, so let's examine things here.
Bookshelf 1. This part of the library is filled with books about physics. Bookshelf 2. Technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf 3. This bookshelf gathers all the books that talk about theology. Pile of books. A lot of books are placed in this pile. This chaotic pile is in contrast with the order of this library. Bookshelves. Actually, the library continues for a very long and wide area. It's an immense collection. Anyway, Elian is sure that there's no need to make a deeper search into the library than this space.
Okay, so...
Stairs. The path from where Elian came. There's no reason for a retreat.
Nope.
To the throne room. Bookshelf one. To the throne room.
And then, of course, our ultimate goal.
This door is locked by an electronic mechanism. Alien should check around for a reader that can open the door.
So this is a very easy puzzle. You just have to examine things multiple times.
Bookshelf one. This part of the library is filled with books about physics. Bookshelf, technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf, there's an empty space in this bookshelf. Alien notices that there's a laser reader in that space. It might be connected to the door. Three books would fit perfectly in that space. According to the other books, it seems like he has to search for the first three books of the Pilgrim. Pile of books.
All right, let's look here.
Alien checks in this pile if there's any of the books he's searching for. No result at the moment. Bookshelves. Actually, the library continues for a very long and wide area. It's an immense collection. Anyway, Alien is sure that there's no need to make a deeper search into the library than this space.
Now, there is some important stuff to note here. When you hear the whoom, that usually means that you're progressing in the story in some way, or you've found something that's important. So just keep that in mind.
Stairs. Book. A lonely book lies on the ground. Just like the one Alien is searching for. He picks Book of the Pilgrim 1. Bookshelf 1. Actually, on a closer look, Alien notices that there's a book that has nothing to do with physics. He removes it and picks Book of the Pilgrim 2.
Alright, so we've got two of them.
Bookshelf 2. Technology is...
Nope, sorry, I just hit the control key again to silence that.
Bookshelf 3. Pile of books. Alien takes a closer look and explores in all directions. And this time he finds Book of the Pilgrim 3 and picks it.
Okay, so...
Bookshelf 3.
We need to go to bookshelf 3.
Alien finds all three books. He puts them in their space. An electronic beep sound comes from here. And then the door is unlocked. Now Alien can proceed. Pile of book, bookshelves. Step to the throne room.
Here we go.
Alien's assault is overwhelming, and in the end he reaches the throne room. Dracula sits on the throne and barely notices Alien. It seems like he's waiting for his next move. You have reached throne room.
Alright.
Chalice. In his hand, there's a chalice with some wine inside. No. That's human blood.
Ugh.
Throne. Alien would expect a throne made with human bones, but actually it's more similar to a normal throne. It must be from a very ancient age. Dracula. Stained glass window.
I'm going to ignore him for right now.
This colored window is decorated with a gorgeous Gothic-style image. Door. This is it. Alien closes the door, and only one among them will cross it again. Chalice throw Dracula.
So, this is very interesting. You're actually not meant to win this fight. You can beat it. It is very difficult. And if you do, there's a really weird ending. It's a really bad ending, but it is an alternate ending. But the goal is to actually lose, because that's how the game continues, because apparently Alien finds out that he's actually not strong enough. But let's go ahead and go through this.
Alien takes some steps forward and declares to Dracula that now it's the time of his demise. The Lord of Darkness has a smug look on his face and tells him that he should have kept going around, playing the vampire hunter. Alien gets nervous and dashes toward Dracula, ready for the battle. The battle begins. Alien is getting weaker. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. It is a battle that Alien can't win. In the end, he loses his strength, and Dracula slowly gets close to him. Dracula's red eyes light up. A few seconds later, Alien's sight gets distorted. The room behind the Lord of Darkness comes alive. The throne morphs into an infernal beast. The room gets dark and populated by creatures, where before there was only the furniture of the room. Alien's psyche is won. Dracula stands before him, and with his claw, he causes a horrible scratch to Alien's torso. His blood flows copiously. In Dracula's hand, there's an incorporeal substance. It's Alien's Dampier essence. In terror, he searches for an opening from where to escape, and with a last glimpse of lucidity, Alien rushes toward the stained glass window. While those creatures are tugging at him, he jumps and smashes the window, falling into the sea. Before his Dampier powers disappear, Alien uses them to avoid a fatal landing. But still, he faints a few moments later, among the waves. Alien opens his eyes, and all around there's a quiet coast. Despite his regeneration powers, he's in bad condition. Besides this, he's tired, hungry, and completely wet. Alien needs to know where he is, but the mist doesn't help. You have reached Misty Coast.
Alright, so somehow he escapes Dracula, which I'm not entirely sure how that happens, but so now you end up here.
Floating gem. Alien notices a gem which is suspended above the ground. He could swear that nothing was there before, as if it materialized just a few moments ago. If he focuses on the gem, his consciousness slips inside it. Apparently, he can register his memories inside it. If he focuses on it again, Alien will be able to save the game. Distant promontory, sea, to inland, saving point, blood. Distant promontory. Alien can see Dracula's castle on the edge of that distant promontory. But if he can see it, then it's not far enough for Dracula. He might send his army to finish Alien. So he decides to travel inland as soon as possible and find a safe place for the moment. Blood. There's a lot of blood. Too much. Even if the wounds are regenerating, Alien is still bleeding. He has to hurry. Saving point.
And this is one way that you can save.
You saved the game.
There will be points throughout the map where you can save, and that heartbeat means that you're healed.
You saved the game.
You can also now go into the menu, so if I hit the space bar.
You opened life exp inv instruct game battle back quit life point exp inv instruct game progression battle alert sound quit game.
Or I thought you could, or maybe that's just in the iOS version. Okay.
You're back in the to inland sea, distant sea. Alien lost basically all of his equipment, and most of it has been engulfed by the sea. He can't see anything on the surface, so there's no point wasting more time.
Alright, let's continue here.
Distant promontory. Alien can see Dracula's castle on the edge of that distant promontory. But if he can see it, then it's not far enough for Dracula. He might send his army to... Alien...
I already played that.
Blood.
Sorry.
Saving point. To inland.
All right, let's continue.
As Alien travels inland, the mist becomes more dense. Besides this, his sight gets blurry. After a while, he finally sees something among the mist. Some wooden building, apparently. Perhaps he can find something useful. You have reached Misty Area, Houses 1.
All right.
Wooden Building 1. Alien checks inside, but nothing he finds is useful. Medical kit. A medical kit. Alien is not interested in the tools inside it. What draws his attention is a transfusion bag. Dampiers drink blood, even if they are not attached to human blood like vampires. They can drink any kind of blood, and since the owner of this kit probably won't reclaim it, Alien will take it. In these conditions, blood would be a mere palliative. The best use of it is in battle to regain strength. Among Dampier's innate powers is the capacity to extract blood and store it into a crystallization of power, like a vial, which is more practical in battle. In any case, Alien gets 3 blood vials.
Excellent. Okay.
Wooden Building 2.
And if I try to look at it again...
Medical kit. The medical kit is empty. Wooden Building 2. Inside the building there's some rubbish. The only interesting thing is a rope. To the coast. 2 houses 2. Wooden build 2 houses 2.
Let's go to houses 2.
There are other wooden buildings proceeding further, even some lumber, but no trace of people, not even of monsters. The silence is deafening. Alien barely hears the sound of his steps. In front of him, there's a dense wall of mist. You have reached Misty Area, houses 2. Wooden Building 3. Nothing interesting, even here. Wait. Actually, there's a sack. Now that Alien lost his bag, he will need something to store his inventory. It's a bit dirty, but solid enough to prove useful. So Alien takes it. Now he needs a rope to make it more practical. Lumber. A pile of lumber is gathered here. Wooden Building 4. Inside it, there's some rusty pots. Nothing really useful, anyway. To houses 1. Wall of mist. Wooden build wall to houses 1.
Let's go back and get that rope.
You have wooden medical kit. Wooden building. Since inside the building there's a rope, Alien takes the rope, and now the sack is ready to be transported and to store the items he will collect. Now he has to explore around to have a better idea of where he is, and to decide his next destination.
Alright.
To the coast.
So let's...
2 houses 2.
Here we go, go through here.
You have reached Mist Wall of Mist.
I'm gonna hit the left arrow to quickly jump there, and here we go.
A very dense wall of mist blocks the way. Alien wants to check around before proceeding anyway. So it's not a problem at the moment. To houses 1. Wooden building 4. Inside it, there's some rusty... Lumber. Wooden... Now there's really nothing useful here. Wall of... A very dense wall of mist blocks the way.
Just can't go there.
To houses 1.
Let's see, there's something I'm missing somewhere.
You have reached... Misty Air medical kit. The medical kit is empty. Wooden to the coast. 2 houses. Wooden. Alien checks inside, but nothing he finds is useful. Medical. Wooden. The rest of the stuff is just rubbish. To the coast. 2 houses 2.
Maybe I have to examine the rest of that stuff again, then go back.
You have reached Misty Area. Houses 2. Wall of. A very dense wall of mist blocks the way. Alien wants to check around before proceeding anyway. Wooden building. Now there's really nothing. Lumber. Lumber. To gather that much lumber, it would be necessary to have the presence of a forest nearby. Alien is starting to have a better idea of where he is. The wall of mist has meanwhile dissolved. Sounds like it's time to proceed.
Yeah, and it just mysteriously disappears. Okay.
Wooden building to the misty area center. The buildings end here. Elian now has an idea of where he is. The werewolves' forest should be nearby. He might be attacked at any moment. He checks his jacket and notices with surprise the silver dagger is still there, the only thing he didn't lose, and the one he needs now the most. Elian takes a look at the dagger and remembers the last journey he took in that forest years ago. Back to the time, in the middle of his career, he was hunted by a herd of werewolves and their alpha. Elian still remembers the poor shape the alpha was in when Elian sliced his bust with the dagger and he ran away with his herd. Actually, the same thing happened to Elian some time ago. If he meets them now, they would try to avenge themselves, tasting his blood drop by drop. The few he still has. As Elian walks distractedly, he raises his head and suddenly he's already inside that forest. He would recognize it among thousands. When did this happen? You have reached Misty Area, Center.
Now, here's where things get interesting. So, from here on out, I'm going to try to always go in one direction. In this case, pressing the right arrow. If you don't, or if you go backwards by pressing the left arrow, you'll get caught by the wolves. I guess because you're moving through it. I don't quite understand that, but that's how this puzzle works. So, just keep in mind that you have to choose a direction to go in and keep going in that direction.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Let's go ahead and save here. It's a good place to save.
Corpse. A corpse lies on the ground. Great. Just what Elian didn't want to see. His body is covered in slashes. Probably due to werewolves, he supposes. To houses, too.
That's back the way I came.
To the left path.
Let's go this one first.
It's quite silent here. Just more mist. Yet Elian can't think it's anything but a bad omen. You have reached Misty Area 1. Bushes. Those bushes are quite high. High enough to obstruct Elian's sight. Only the path is safe. Getting ambushed while trying to pass through bushes would be suicide.
No kidding.
Mannequin. An eerie and lifeless mannequin lies on the ground. It sat in the middle of nothing, and the head is bent towards the field. Trees. A bunch of trees blocks the path. The view is completely obstructed. To Misty Area Center. Bushes, manic tree, to Misty Area Center. You have reached Misty Area Center. Saving corpse, to the left, to the right path. Elian is surrounded by trees and bushes. Some wolves hide in the surroundings, but he senses their presence. There's a sign on a tree. How strange. You have reached Misty Area 2. Wolf! The battle begins.
I gotta fight.
The battle ends. Elian gains 90 experience points. Press control to continue.
So you'll run into those encounters from time to time.
Sign. Elian checks the sign. It says, "Don't turn around." As he finishes reading, he starts to hear a lot of barking and snarling behind him. Is it the pack of werewolves of the Alpha, perhaps? Elian thinks that it's not a good idea to turn around and gathers pace. The key is to not change the direction in which he goes. If he goes forward, then it must be forward. If he goes backwards, then it must be backwards. The path to the next area is free now. When did that happen?
Yeah, so that's important. So I'm going to hit the right arrow, and from here on out, I will do nothing but press the right arrow.
Chopped up tree. A chopped up tree with an axe lodged in it. It's quite bulky for Elian. The silver dagger is way more effective on wolves and werewolves. Faster and more practical. To miss the area center. To the next area. Sign. Chopped up to Misty. To the next area.
To the next area.
The growls behind Elian are increasing. He knows he doesn't have to turn around for any reason. Some werewolf has anticipated the herd and blocks Elian's way, along with some wolves. You have reached Misty Area 3.
All right.
Wolf.
Here we go again with another battle.
Battle begins.
There we go.
The battle ends. Elian gains 90 experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Press control to continue.
Now, I will say this is one more thing I like about playing this on Windows, is it's a lot easier to deal with combat because you can press the keys very, very quickly, unlike trying to swipe up, down, left, and right on iOS or Android, so keep that in mind too. You may find it easier to play this on Windows or Mac OS.
Medical kit. There's a medical kit. Elian checks for transfusion bags and finds two of them inside. He gets two blood vials.
Sweet.
Werewolf.
And here we go with another enemy.
Battle begins.
Go.
The battle ends. Elian gains medical kit. Scratch tree. The tree is covered in scratches, as if it was for fun or anger. To the previous area. To the next area. More werewolves are ambushing Elian, and the growls behind him are getting louder. There are two paths in front of him. The one on the right is blocked by wooden planks. The one on the left is free. Where's the alpha, anyway? You werewolf. Misty area. The battle begins.
Oh, this is another misty area. Oops. Sorry, I cut that off.
The battle ends.
Alright, skip that.
Alien. Rock. A rock? It's a bit of a weird rock in this location. Tree. This tree is familiar. There was a lonely tree in the middle of the path, according to Elian's memory. As he watches the tree, more than once its location seems to shift a few centimeters. But maybe that's just because he's in a hurry. To the previous area. To the left path.
Let's go explore down here.
You have reached Misty Area 1. Bushes, mannequin, trees. To Misty Area Center.
Okay, it just takes me back to where I was. Or back to the beginning.
You have reached Misty Area. Saving point. You saved the game.
Let's save.
Corpse. To houses. To the left path. To the right.
We're gonna go back here. Get the axe.
You have reached Misty Area 2. Wolf.
After I deal with this wolf.
Battle begins.
There we go.
The battle ends. Elian gains sign. Chopped up tree. A chopped up tree with an axe lodged in it. It's quite bulky for Elian. The silver dagger is way more effective on wolves and werewolves. faster and...
That's right.
Miss the area, to the next area.
I have to examine the path first, and then I can go back.
You have reached Misty Wolf.
Ah, oh, come on.
The battle begins.
It's just tedious. I really don't like the combat in this game. It gets boring very quickly.
The battle ends.
Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Alien game. Medical kit. Werewolf.
Here we go, fighting a random enemy.
The battle ends.
Okay, that's good.
Alien get medical kit.
Oh, that's a cat jumping on my...
Scratch tree.
Cat, what are you doing? Kitty cat, what you doing on my... Ugh, damn cat.
To the previous... To the next...
Cats.
You have reached werewolf.
Oh boy, here we go again.
The battle begins.
Oh.
The battle ends.
Right, okay.
Alien. Rock. Tree. To the previous, to the left, to the right. The path is blocked by wooden planks. Who the heck nailed them to those trees anyway? Alien's silver dagger is not enough. Or in any case, it would take far too much time, and he would be caught by the herd. Alien saw an axe somewhere before. It should be perfect for the task.
Okay, so now we go back.
Werewolf.
After I fight this thing.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 100 experience points. Alien gets blood vial.
And the good thing is, these things drop blood vials every once in a while, so that's nice. You always, in most cases, want to have a bunch of these on hand, because they're very handy.
Rock, tree, to the previous area, to the left.
So we're going to take the shortcut with the left path.
You have reached misty area 1. Bushes, manic, tree, to misty area center.
We're going to go here.
You have reached misty area center. Saving point. You saved the game.
Save just for good measure.
To the left, to the right.
Go here.
You have reached misty area 2. Wolf.
Yeah, we'll fight you.
Battle begins.
Okay.
The battle ends. Alien gain. Sir, chopped up to misty area to the side. Chopped up. That axe will prove useful to break the wooden planks after all. Despite his reluctance, Alien takes the axe. To mist to the next area.
So we go here and.
You have reached misty area 3.
Alright.
Wolf. The battle
fight
begins.
You. Ow.
The battle ends. Alien gain. Medical. Werewolf.
Yeah, boy.
The battle begins. The battle ends.
All right.
Alien gains 1.
Another blood vial.
Medical.
Or level.
Scratch trick to the previous, to the next area.
It doesn't really matter at this point.
You have reached misty area 4. Werewolf.
Oh.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gain. Rock. Tree. To the left. To the right. Alien gets the axe and chops the planks with a few blows. Now hurry. before the herd comes. Elian doesn't hear any more growls behind him. He managed to lose the herd. Yet a few last werewolves appear here. You have reached Misty Area 5. Saving point. You saved the game.
Here we go.
Bones. It's not possible to determine the cause of death. Probably not a good one. Werewolf.
Oh boy, here we go.
The battle begins.
Come on.
The battle ends.
You can give me one more blood vial?
Elian gains...
Nope, okay.
Saving point. You saved the game, Bones. Very old tree. An incredibly old tree. Just as he remembers. Wait. Actually, Elian doesn't remember anything about an old tree in the werewolf's forest. What does that mean? To Misty Area 4. To Misty Area 6. Saving point. You saved the game.
Right.
Bones. To Misty Area 6. Elian is about to exit the forest. The last obstacle is in front of him. The Alpha Werewolf. No one else is there. Elian might have a chance to win. You have reached Misty Area 6. Ground. The vegetation is about to give way to rocky ground. Mountains should be visible soon. Rocks. Even the rocks are increasing, leaving little doubt about the next location. Lumber. Lumber, even here. There's probably a lumberjack house nearby. Alpha Werewolf. To Misty, to out ground, to outside the Misty Lands.
No, I won't be able to leave.
Elian won't pass behind him. His gaze is more eloquent than 1,000 words.
Okay, so it's boss time.
Alpha. Elian is in front of the Alpha Werewolf. The scar of his dagger is there. Alpha's eyes become bloodshot and he growls wildly at Elian. His size slightly increases, as does his fangs. His claws get sharper. Then he jumps towards Elian's throat.
All right.
The battle begins. The enemy is getting faster.
Now, there is a pattern to this.
The enemy is getting faster.
But I don't... Drink the blood vial.
The enemy is getting faster. The enemy is getting faster.
Ooh, hang on.
The battle ends. Elian gains 200 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue.
There we go.
Elian stabs him precisely in the scar. This time, the blade reaches his heart. The Alpha finally dissolves into the mist. Now Elian can leave this place.
Yes, let's go.
Lumber to Misty Air to out. Elian finally comes out of that place. He's at the foot of a mountain pass. In front of him there's a wooden house. From inside it he hears the noise of a crackling fire and the scent of boiling stew. Elian can't help but go towards it. You have reached Mountain Pass entrance.
Alright, so...
Axe. The axe is near the lumber. There's no need for other axes anyway. Watering can.
Oh, is that water that's in my headphones? Or is that the cat? No, it's in my headphones.
Apparently the owner of the house is used to taking care of flowers. Flowers. They're good-looking. Once in a while, it's not such a bad sight. Lumber. To misty land. Lumber. This time, there's no doubt. This is the house of a lumberjack. To misty lands.
That takes me back there.
To the wooden house. To the mountain. To the wooden house. To the mountain pass.
I don't think I can go there yet.
Elian must enter that house. The mountain pass can wait until tomorrow. To the wooden... With his last force, Elian enters the house. His perception didn't fool him. He can eat some food and rest. It looks like the house of a lumberjack, judging by the house and the tools inside it. You have reached Wooden House.
All right, this is a good place to stop, I think.
Saving point.
So we're going to save here.
You saved the game.
And I'm going to go into the menu.
You open life instruction. Game progression 12%.
All right, well, we're 12% done with the game.
Inventory. You opened the inventory page. 10. Blood vial.
Okay, a crystal that is
you
actually very good.
You back in the map. Medical kit. Elian finds inside it two transfusion bags, hence two blood vials.
Ooh, now we're up to 12.
Tools. There are many tools used in a lumberjack's job. Pot hanging. Toolbox. Bed. To the mountain. Saving. You saved the game.
All right, so we're going to continue this in part two, but for now I'm going to end this here.
You quit game. Hell. Exit game.
So, speech mode talk. That's going to do it for me. Let's go back to Audacity.
Audacity.
All right. That's going to do it for me. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. And let's see all the cats on top of my computer. That's so cute. That's so cute. All the little kittens on top of my computer. Well, she's not really a kitten. Hi, Callie. Hi, Callie Kitty Cat. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. You guys take care. And I will be back with part two, where the adventure just gets crazier and crazier. All right, you guys take care.